Former President Bill Clinton is expected to undergo heart bypass surgery early next week. Mr. Clinton checked himself into a New York hospital after experiencing chest pain and shortness of breath. An angiogram revealed what doctors called significant blockage of his arteries. In a moment, we'll hear about coronary bypass surgery from NPR's Richard Knox. First, NPR's Robert Smith in New York.
President Clinton was scheduled to join his wife, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, at the New York State Fair in Syracuse today. Instead, Senator Clinton appeared alone, smiling and looking calm, and apologizing for her husband's absence.
He believes, coming to the state fair is one of his obligations as a Senate spouse, and he takes it very seriously, and we plan for it.
But Senator Clinton said the former president started experiencing mild chest pains and shortness of breath yesterday. He went to his doctor at Northern Westchester Hospital near his home yesterday afternoon.
And the initial testing was normal, so he spent the night at home and we talked through the day, and he said he felt fine and not to worry, and he'd see me at the fair.
An angiogram this morning, however, revealed blockage of the former president's arteries.
They did advise him to have bypass surgery and to do it as soon as he could.
By midday today, Mr. Clinton had traveled to New York Presbyterian Hospital in Manhattan. Its cardiovascular department has been ranked as one of the nation's best. Those who have spoken to the former president today say that he is upbeat and doing well. At 58 years old, Clinton has been in good health, and there's been no reported history of major medical problems. He had a cancerous growth removed from his back shortly after leaving the presidency. A medical checkup from 2001 revealed he had above-normal cholesterol levels and borderline high blood pressure. But Clinton, in recent appearances, has been trim and telling people he was on the South Beach diet and working out. The former president had an active schedule over the last few months, promoting his memoir called My Life, speaking at the Democratic National Convention, and delivering a highly critical speech about Republicans last weekend at the Riverside Church in Manhattan. President Bush, speaking at a fairground rally today in Wisconsin, said he had just received news of Clinton's hospitalization.
He is in our thoughts and prayers. We send him our best wishes for a swift and speedy recovery.
Senator John Kerry also sent his best wishes from the campaign trail in Ohio and said Mr. Clinton will be fine.
I want you all to let a cheer out and clap that he could hear all the way to New York, all the way to New York.
Clinton was planning to campaign actively for Kerry's presidential bid over the next 2 months. By this afternoon, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton had arrived back in New York City. She and daughter Chelsea are expected to be with the former president for the bypass surgery. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.